Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamid Daf Chaf Vav, Tamid 26. Today's Daf Yomi, we are still in the first Mishnah of Maseches Tamid, which we started on Daf Chaf Hamabez, and the Mishnah is describing the manner in which the Kohanim would guard the temple, their activity. And that is how our Mishnah begins. So our Mishnah says, back on Daf Chaf Hei Amabez, B'shalosha Mekomos HaKohanim Shomrim V'Beis HaMikdash, that in three places the Kohanim would stand guard for the Beis HaMikdash. There, in addition to that, there were also 21 places where the Levites stood guard, and that's going to be described in Midos, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. However, our Mishnah focuses on the Kohanim and not on the entire Beis HaMikdash. So there were three places where the Kohanim stood guard. And this was the Beis Aftinas, in the room of the Aftinas, but Beis HaNitzotz, in the room of the sparks, the room of the ray, but Beis HaMoked, in the hall of fire, but Beis Aftinas, Beis HaNitzotz, Hayu Alios. In those two rooms, there were upper levels, and Harovim Shomrim Sham, and the young Kohanim would stand guard there, and the Beis HaMoked was a kippah, that was a dome. Bayis HaGadol Haya, and the Beis HaMoked was a very large structure, Mukaf Rovadin Shel Evan, and it was encircled with ledges of stones, and Zikne Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, and the elders of the Mishmar, who were obligated to serve the next day, would sleep on the stones there. Umaftechos ha'azara b'yadayim, and they would keep the keys in their hands. Pirchei kohuna ish kisto ba'aretz, and the young Kohanim, who didn't yet get to sleep on the ledges of the stones, would sleep instead with a cushion on the ground. Lo ayu yeshenim bevigdei kodesh, they would not sleep in their holy garments. Al yaposhtinu mekaplin, they would remove them and fold them up. Umenichnos antachas rashayim, they would place them underneath their heads. Umiskansin b'chsus atzman, and they would cover themselves with their own garments. Let's say Eira kari l'achar man, let's say one of them had a seminal emission, Yotze v'ho'echo, he would immediately leave the room, and he would go b'masiba ha'olechas tachas abir, on the top of 26a, he would go through a tunnel that went under the temple, under the bira. Veneris dolken mikana mikana, and there were lamps burning on either side to allow him to have light as he went through the tunnel. Ad shu magila beis ha'tfila, until he reached the place where he would immerse in the mikvah. Umadura ha'is ha'sham, and there was a big fire there for people to keep warm after they immersed. Ubeis ha'kisei shel kavod, and there was also a place to go to the bathroom there. There was a beis ha'kisei of kavod, of a dignified beis ha'kisei. Zalya kavodo, and this was why it was called the kavod, beis ha'kisei, because mitzon na'ol, if it was found locked, bi'odua she'yesham adam, he knew that there was somebody there. Patuach, If he found it open, biyadua she'ein adam sham, then he knew that there was nobody there, and then he would be able to go in. Yarad v'taval, he went into the mikvah. Olav v'nistapek, he came up, he dried himself. V'nischamim k'neged amedura, and he warmed himself next to the fire. Ba v'yashev lo etzel achav hakohanim, he then came back and sat next to the kohanim. Ad shu she'arem niftachem, until the gates were opened in the morning. Yotze v'holacho, and then he would get up and go on his way. And so that is our description in our Mishnah. Why are the Kohanim standing guard? What's the reason? What are they guarding? So the Rosh explains that this guarding is not out of concern of a theft, because there's we don't have to worry about anios. The expression is she'ein anios b'makom ashiros, if there's wealthy people, we don't have to worry about poverty. This is a temple, nobody's going to steal. So says the Rosh, it was just a gzeiros hakosov, it was a decree of the verse, as it states in Leviticus 22:9, v'shamru es mishmarti, that we're supposed to guard Hashem's watch, meaning to say that it is our obligation to be there standing guard, even though there's not, that we don't need to. And this is considered to be kavod, honor for the temple, not to take our, not to have hesech hadas, not to break our concentration on protecting it day and night. That is what the Rosh says. The Rambam writes in Laws of Beis HaBechira, Chapter 8, Laws 1 and 2, that the guarding of the temple is a positive commandment. And even though we don't have to have anything to be, there's no concern about enemies or robbers, because the Shemira is still just for kavod, nevertheless, we can't compare a palace which has guards to a palace that doesn't have guards. And if there are guards there, it's a symbol of dignity and impressiveness. And this Shemira, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah to guard it all night long. However, the Rambam writes, the Ramban writes, that the mitzvah is to guard it only at night. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes that it's not necessarily the case. How do they know that there's no reason to guard the temple at night? Because since it was not out of fear but out of honor, then maybe the guard should have been there all day, that they should be there at all times. But anyway, we see from here that we're guarding the temple not to guard Hashem, but because it's for us. It's giving us the dignity that we are allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of lying there at all times in a state of service to Hashem. That's the concept behind the guarding of the temple.